beauty
and the truth. Bring you the ignorant
and the real. Second part of Beauty and the Trill. It's a brand part two.
Yeah.
Yes, just like promisey. Niggas don't be lying, okay? Jonathan King is back here. He took time out of his busy schedule. He was just in DC yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And now he is back in Norfolk.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be on Beauty and the Trill. Don't you feel my special, Lord. Trill?
I do.
Trill, man. He's not even hype. He's like, again.
Right.
Okay.
But thank you, Jonathan, for being here for part two. Really
no
appreciate
doubt.
It. All right, so let's hop right back into it when it comes to marketing and branding, not marketing, branding, because we kind of touched on it on part one, but let's really dive into it. So,
let's do it.
You know, with branding, sometimes it changes. So, first and foremost, do you think changing a brand within a brand, is that smart? How do you feel about that?
Changing a brand within a brand, I'm guessing you meaning like evolve?
Yes, yeah.
Or... Well, I'm okay, so I had to make sure I had the question right. Like, okay, you talking about evolve? I think evolution within a brand is needed in general. So it's bound to happen, or you're bound to lose. So right now, the social media game and the aspect of marketing right now is changing every day. So it's like you have to be in tune with what's going on, or you're pretty much gonna get left behind. Like podcasts, like wasn't popping like a couple years ago, you know,
right.
And it's like everybody has a podcast and it's good and it's another way to make money. But if you're not hip, if you still think that just being on, you know, the radio will do, you know, your brand may not grow as big. So
you have to
understand those aspects of marketing and branding though.
Do you think too much change might lose your brand in a way though?
Yeah, I think you got to find out who you are, you know, first, you know, and then you have to realize like what you're good at the moment, because some people try to extend where they may not be able to go yet, and then it kind of makes them look bad because they're not ready for that position. So yeah, I mean, you can actually change and kind of like start imitating people that you see, which a lot of people can do on social media, you know, but realistically you haven't put that work in to get there yet,
right?
You know, so you can try,
right,
you know what I mean, to kind of just change, but over time you have to get better.
Right.
And over time, as you get better, you're gonna change in general.
Yeah, yeah. I was having a conversation with my girlfriend, and she was telling me about instead of changing, you know, just some stuff as far as
what?
Making that stamp in people's mind. You might have to do kind of like the same thing a couple times in order for that and your brand to be...
Looked at as like consistent, like
right.
A staple.
So when they see you, they know that that's what it is. They know it's Kilo, the brand, or they know it's Kiara Secret. You know, how
right.
Do you feel about that? Do you agree?
Absolutely. So yeah. Evolving is one thing,
right.
But consistency is another thing, right?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is you need to be consistently doing something that you can look at and get respected for.
Mm-hmm.
But you can evolve as a person and as a brand, you can get better. Right. You're still known as doing this, but you're getting better at it.
Right.
So I think the evolving aspect is needed, and it's going to happen if you are true to your brand. But I think ultimately who really wins is the people that's consistent.
Right.
You know, so yes, the consistent part is needed. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you think of brands, like brands that you admire yourself as Jonathan King, what are some brands that pops up in your head? Like, yeah, like that is the epitome of branding.
I'm really digging how let's see, Under Armour. What Under Armour is doing, I like the independence of what Under Armour is doing. They came in and they really shook the market. So I really like how they're like they went after the underdogs, and people really didn't see that. Like Steph Curry, before Steph Curry was Steph Curry, he was on Under Armour.
Right.
So their vision was a long term vision, and that's how I play. So I really admire their brand and how they entered a very tight shoe game, you know, like wasn't no shoes, it was Nike, Adidas,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like
that's
Reebok,
true.
You know what I mean? Now you know it's Under Armour, you know, Under Armour has a shoe, you know, so and they have good people, quality people that's rocking that shoe. So that's one. Right now it's a lot of indie brands, you know what I mean? Like
have you heard of that Eat brand in DC?
I love Eat brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm glad you brought that
I've
up.
I've seen those on Twitter.
Do you know them niggas?
I actually do.
I knew it. How did I know that?
Actually, that's really dope you brought it up, because they're going to be at the expo this year.
Oh, lit.
But one of the guys is actually from Norfolk State. The
really?
DJ. Yeah, the
How
DJ.
How many of them are there?
It's really one that started it. And okay. then he pretty much put a team together.
Gotcha.
That's close. So my homeboy that went to Norfolk State is JB. Mm. He's the DJ, but he kind of like, that's his right-hand man.
Okay.
So, but he went to Norfolk State with me. So that brand is on fire. They came out a year ago.
Wow.
With that brand.
And they got Wale in it already.
Wale, Ray Schmurda.
Really? I didn't see that.
Broccoli City. Mm. Broccoli City Fest. They got them rocking it. I mean, so it's like,
shout out to them.
Yeah.
1 year.
Yeah. Malik,
like that.
Malik Jarrett. Malik Jarrett is the owner. Shout out to Malik. Shout out to JB, man. They're tearing up the city. I just seen the guy with the Eat. I was in Starbucks, Chinatown. I just seen the guy with the Eat joint. He was like, I'm like, yo, you know them? He was like, nah, but this joint hot.
It's hot.
He was like, yo, he promoted the brand for them. They was like, yo, they got the pop-up shop on 8th Street two times a week. Go check
That's
them
what
out.
Niggas would do for you if
yo,
you popping.
It's crazy.
Word
the
of
respect
mouth.
Was crazy. Mm-hmm. Just to see a young guy promoting another brand like that, I was like, oh, wow, that boy got respect. Not just a good brand, but he has the respect. I really mind. But I think that happens, though, when you have a good idea.
Yeah.
And you're true to that idea, though.
Yeah, that's you know? True. And you're organic in it. Right. I'm going to have to do some more research with them because I see it all the time, and then I know they're based from out of D.C. I didn't know he was from Norfolk State.
Virginia State. That's why he's going to be at the expo.
Okay.
He's a graduate of, I want to say, Virginia State or Virginia Union. Mm-hmm. Don't mark don't me quote. On this, but I want to say Virginia State. Mm-hmm. But he is a black alumni.
Okay.
You know, and he's doing real good things because the brand is not, I look at it as a clothing brand, but and a lot of people do, but he's really utilizing that money
right.
into the community.
Right.
Because you know? He mentored young kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of figured it wasn't just a clothing line. I figured he was doing some other stuff with Eat. Okay.
Really creative brand.
Big ups. Now, it's getting a little messy.
Oh, no.
If it's season, oh, no. Some brands that you think may need a little bit of work. It may need Jonathan King as a marketing manager. Do it. It could be any brand that you was like, you could be like, need some work.
Well, shit. I mean, Nike needs some help right now.
Ooh.
They just fired like 1,400 people.
They fired 1,400 people?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I feel like Nike feel like they don't need nobody, and that's why they do. Because remember they had Kanye, and Kanye wanted to do some extra shit, and they're just like, my nigga, we're going to give you like one shoe a year, and either you take that you can eat a dick. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's Nike's issue. They feel like they up here.
They're untouchable. Like,
well, either you going to do
what
it like this.
You know what that remind me of, though?
What?
What you was just talking about. Evolving.
You haven't. You know? I'm going to give you some ads.
Kanye eating with Adidas, and that could have been Nike.
He's eating with
Every shoe that drops, niggas.
And that could have been Nike.
And that's what Ye said when he got on with
Adidas. They let him drop as many
Adidas.
Shoes as he want, and Nike won't try to do that shit.
I saw a quick post about Polo, Ralph Lauren.
Yeah.
How they don't evolve, and nobody's really shopping their New York store because it's the same.
It's the same Polo shirt. It's the same. I mean, once you get one of them, all of them, you got them all.
I don't know if I would. Yeah, I don't know if I would do any marketing for Polo. I'm not a fan for high value brands like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm rocking a Penguin joint. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is a high shirt for me, but it's like half the price of Polo.
Or
so
not just
like,
outlet.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, yeah, the outlet is cool, but like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't mess with them, but. Yeah, Polo definitely needs some help. They haven't evolved at all. I think they were still selling the big horseman with the big number on it.
Absolutely.
This shit is pretty much, I think, and sometimes it has some exclusive shit every once in a while, but for the most part, it's the same.
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah.
Same thing over and over again, just different colors.
Yeah.
And they were saying how they're not really attracting to the millennials. Somebody else was saying that about, you know, and that's really who's spending bread on,
exactly.
You know? Yeah.
But is millennials rocking like... $90, $100, and if they are, it's like
millennials are rocking like
it's limited, but like people rocking ASOS, I know people that can shop at.
It's all about bargaining because you can look good for the low.
You can.
People not wearing that.
Or boutiques. You know, you might know somebody that got a boutique and they got shit and now go in there, quit and cop some shit.
Yeah.
And I think that's where that's the uniqueness of our generation. Mm-hmm. Like everybody can get money.
Right.
You know, like you can create your own stuff and really make a living off of creating your own product right now.
Big facts.
You know what
facts.
I mean? So I think I like it. I like that the big companies are failing. Honestly, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to help us.
Because
we're the creatives.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We are.
Like, we're the creatives, so we're going to eat. I was just watching Nipsey Hussle documentary. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to. I can keep going.
I heard about that documentary. I'm gonna have to. Is it on Netflix?
No. It's actually on. He released it on Worldstar Hip Hop. Oh, okay. So it's on YouTube.
Okay.
But it talks about, you know, the Marathon clothing store that he has in L.A., Crenshaw and Slauson, and just his legacy of starting somewhere like they was literally, you know what I mean, selling product outside on the curb to actually having 3 to 4 spots in a shopping center. You know, so it's just creative, man. It's just showing that you got to stick with whatever works for you, but whatever you actually know and believe that's going to happen, whatever you're working on.
Now, being organic and being unique, for the creative or the person that is, you know, they got their brand and they're being true to themselves, but people really not really seems like people really not eating on it, you know what I mean? Like
biting on it?
Not really biting, but they're not feeling it to them. You know what I mean? What is your advice to that creative?
I mean, I think that goes back to what we were talking about before. Like, is your product good? For real. Like, you know, like, you can look at what the market is attracting, and then you can look at what you hone on and what you're good at, and you can really compare. You can really compare, like, am I at that level yet? And if I'm not, can I get to that level? You know if your product is good or not.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you do have to study. Like, you got to, like, what I do when I'm creating things and I'm creating and going in a market, I study that market.
Mm-hmm.
So some people may be trying to do things that was already done, right? And then some people may be doing things that's a little bit ahead of that market, and they just have to wait their time.
Mm.
So you have to study timing. That market. Timing is everything, especially in Virginia, because a lot of people from Virginia can go out of Virginia and they pop. And why? Because Virginia is slower.
Mm-hmm.
So how you think as a millennial, and you young, and you be thinking about crazy stuff, like, it may be slower here to get it off the ground.
Mm.
But if you go in another market and you have that same eager and that drive and you make the right connections, it will pop.
Mm-hmm.
I seen it. You know, it's
with
just
what?
Virginia is slower. And brands,
anything, music,
I mean,
brands, yeah.
That's why you don't see a lot of concerts, like big. You don't see a lot of Grits and Biscuits or those type of, because those, they don't consider this a progressive area.
It's not. But it's not.
Not yet.
Not yet.
It is, you know, going to be.
It's going to
be
now.
Shit.
Like, yeah, I'm trying to get it now. But I'm just saying how, like, if you go to other markets with these dope ideas and they're progressive ideas, they'll pop a little bit faster.
Right.
I just seen it. You know what I mean?
Timing.
So if you're here, timing. So anybody that's
going
listening,
to ATL. A lot of people's going to ATL to get
Charlotte.
Charlotte to get their shit done.
Which is crazy because Charlotte is progressive in itself.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's fast. It's more on than the 757, I will say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As far as like I'm coming from a broadcasting perspective.
Right, because they got the teams.
Right, yeah. Right. So they call it like a little baby Atlanta or whatever, mm-hmm. because if you move to Charlotte and get that radio gig or get that DJ gig, you on and popping.
Yes, you are.
Shout out to DJ LP because
what up?
Yeah, he went to he went to Hampton. He used to be on Hot 91. He actually gave me my first start on Hot 91 about 4 or 5 years ago. He moved to Charlotte. He has a big, what's the word I'm looking for?
What?
He's not local.
He's the DJ. I thought he was a DJ for the Bobcats.
He is the DJ for the Charlotte Hornets.
The Hornets.
Official DJ for them. But yeah, DJ LP has always not been a local mindset. He's always been ahead of his time.
Absolutely.
You know, bigger than what he is presently. So yeah, shout out to him. But that's a great
we was in school together. Shout
example
out to
LP. Yeah, I forgot you went to.
Yeah, no. I went to Norfolk, but we was in school together.
Oh,
meaning
okay.
that we was there during the same time.
Gotcha. Yeah.
We did a lot of events together. But shout out to LP.
And also shout out to Izzy the DJ. We had him
on the
show.
Was good.
Let's shout out some past guests who are actually doing good things with their brand. Isha. Aisha does really good things with her brand.
Who is that? The lip?
Rapunzel Ready.
Rapunzel Ready. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dope.
Those two really stick out to me.
Yeah.
That are 75. Well, not 75 on bread.
The two biggest. The two biggest.
Yeah.
Well, you had Rod up here, Rodney.
Rod. Baby. How can I forget Rod? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
He's before his time, him and Sean.
Shout out to the trap.
Yeah,
man.
So shout out to
good
them.
Guys, man.
Absolutely. So right quick, your legacy. When your legacy and your brand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When people die, when people leave, when Beyonce dies, we're gonna think about her a certain way.
As a singer, right? You're gonna see like when and that's what I gotta figure out. Like, you know, I'm so like I'm so in between, like, you know, the events, you know, but mm-hmm. I'm thinking so much past that because I don't want to be throwing parties at 60.
Right.
So when you say like long term, it's just really like I said, like a giver, like, you know what I mean? Somebody that was open, somebody that was willing to share knowledge, but ultimately a good hearted person and a creator way before his time.
Yeah.
You know? Like
A mogul.
Yeah, for sure.
Hands in about everything.
A few things. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Not everything, a few things.
Yeah. Well, good. Good for you, Jonathan King. That has been a really good series, a two-part series.
Nah, I appreciate that.
Branding, and me and Trill was talking about it. We was texting. We was like, Trill said, I felt like I went to Revival.
No bullshit,
he said, that was
man.
A good word.
Nah,
I said, yeah.
Nah, it was.
Heck yes, because, you know, me and Trill now.
Revival, though.
We are revived. We about to do stuff with bullshit. This brand, Beauty and the Trill. You know, my own personal brand. Yeah, like we, yeah. Thank you.
No.
Yeah, please. Needed that.
Absolutely. We don't got no BNT letter. Yeah. We'll say that for next week.
I think we gave the people enough.
I think so. I mean, listen, if you don't feel like you went to a Revival, something wrong with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We really brought it this week.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anything else? Any last comments, Trill?
Does everybody enjoy y'all weekend?
Yeah, part two. Next week, we don't know what we're talking about, but we don't never know. Sometimes we walk in here trying to figure out what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, well,
but
know, just... Whatever it is, we got it though.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Beauty and Trill.
We got some new music though. That change drop at midnight.
Oh yes.
So we gonna have that.
And Jonathan, tell these people where we can find you.
Yes. Oh, Saturday. So we at FM Saturday. Happens in Georgetown? What happens in Georgetown? That's DC. I'm sorry. What happened to R&B? That's when you be creating too many brands. You got to slow down. So what happened to R&B this Saturday at FM on Granby? So if you at the J. Cole show, if you didn't get a ticket because it sold out too fast, come through, come hang. DJ Froxy, DJ Joe Froxy, I'm sorry. And DJ Chubby Swag, got him coming down from D.C. And we're going to have a good time.
Drinks, drop your handles.
My handle, Instagram is the number one, Mr. King. Facebook and LinkedIn is Jonathan King, my full name. So check me out, link with me, let's build, let's create, let's inspire,
let's get it.
Let's get it.
Y'all have a great weekend.